Mr. I let you.
Hey, get in here. Dallas is about to start.
Welcome to the Ewing Barbecue. My name is Mary.
And I'm Sarah.
And I am still Josh.
And today we are talking about the season finale of season 1, episode 5, Barbecue, aka the first Ewing Barbecue.
One of my favorites. Love this episode.
It was written by David Jacobs, directed by Robert Day, and aired on April 30th, 1978.
Still before I was born.
This was before you were born?
Yeah, it didn't air until it aired in April. I was born in November.
Oh, nice. I was yes. 2.
All right. Good. So, I do like this episode a lot.
Me too. Mr. Good Ben, great.
There was so much going on.
There was a lot. My good is I like that Dicker came to the barbecue, and they tried to work it out or be nice to each other. And you got to see a lot of him in it. And then when he just got wasted at the end, that was great. My great was probably, oh, I know what it was. When Sue Ellen was wasted and she was at the table with all those old ladies from like the
yes.
daughters. There. And she was just, oh my Lord. I mean, she just spilled the beans and just said everything that she could say. And her
The looks on their faces.
I think I'm gonna get some screen grabs of those ladies' reaction and put them up on Instagram because they were priceless.
They're great.
And the woman in the yellow dress had a front row seat for Digger.
She did.
And she's like, oh my, what am I? Free entertainment? I didn't know I was coming here for free entertainment. I thought I was coming for food.
Guess what? Ewing Barbecue always free entertainment.
They were all drunk in this episode.
Everybody was drunk.
Everybody was drunk.
Amazing.
Yep. Seeing JR and Digger drinking again together.
So that's my good. My good is JR and Digger getting drunk together.
Yes.
Oh, it's so good.
What did they agree on 20 years ago?
I don't
this
think they
first
agreed
time
on,
we agree,
we agree in 20
first
years.
Time we agreed on anything in 20 years, Digger. What would you have agreed on 20 years before? Nothing.
I actually have a hard time finding a bad with this episode. I was trying to think of something, and I guess if I had to think of something, it'd be like Jimmy Barnes, who's like
that's what I was gonna say,
a character who comes in for like 2 episodes and then leaves forever,
played by 2 different actors.
And shocker, Lucy's trying to fuck him too.
What? Not our Lucy.
No, never.
And they made her the biggest whore.
The
awkward conversation at the table where she's like,
"Yes,
do you like boys?" Yeah. Like, what? He's like playing hard to get. And it was just like, this conversation is awkward.
I like pool.
It was very awkward.
My great was Miss Sally and Digger's reunion. I loved it. It was childhood sweethearts because you can see that like Miss Sally actually totally has a place in her heart for Digger, like a real place.
And she still calls him Willard.
I know, calls him Willard.
I know.
And he's just like stars in his eyes seeing her still like 50 years later or whatever. And
yes.
I love it.
No, I agree. I do. That I guess that's my good too.
Yeah.
Or my great.
I had a weird thing for me was Sam and Tilly gossiping. It was just very stereotypical, like black
I would say
workers
it was just, like, oh my god, people of color talking together and not with other people, but
oh, that was awkward. I didn't even talk about it. Okay.
Yeah,
I mean
their waitstaff and
in the day and age we are now,
yeah,
looking back it's it just had this like,
it feels icky,
slightly racist. Irma P. Hall, who played played Telly, she came back and played Mark Grayson's maid Rosa in episode 167.
It has a very Aunt Jemima feel to it. It does.
Yeah.
100%.
And I love they're like, I wonder who's gonna fight first. Whoever's drunk first, and they all look over Jock sitting there in the chair just already drinking behind me. I was like, there it goes.
The misses and
it
was like Gone with the Wind, really.
Exactly.
I don't know nothing about birth and no babies.
What are we doing, Dallas? Come on.
Yeah,
this
made me very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it did. This is.
But Irma P. Hall is a good actress, but I guess she played better in other things. But I think great was the. You learn more about the backstory.
Yes.
Just
the Barnes Ewing feud and what happened.
Yes. And just having to save the ranch and all, you just get this epic feel that this show has been on for over 100 years before television even. It's just like, going back to like founding South Fork and just the cattle and the drought and this, and you can see it all unfolding in your head.
I like how
talking about it.
She Miss Ellie admits to Digger that she didn't marry Jock for love.
To save the ranch. Save the ranch. Which I like that backstory too.
Save the ranch, save a cowboy.
My bad. This has nothing to do with the acting or anything. I did not like Pam's dress. It was a knockoff Marilyn Monroe, and it looked so cheap. And they are rich. That white. Do you know the white dress she had on for a barbecue?
That who did?
Pam.
Oh yeah.
It was like a knockoff Marilyn Monroe white dress, and I was like, "You're rich," and that's.
I just expected her to sing "Happy Birthday, Mr. Ewing" or something.
Exactly. Exactly.
Can that we really talk about? She went to the doctor that morning, and the results were back like 2 hours later, and then she
Yeah.
Is that the fastest pregnancy test results that you've?
Well, 78 it was.
78. That's
did she go to the doctor's office and pee on a stick?
I don't know the pregnancy technology of the 70s, because I've only known peeing on a stick. And so I was kind of I was thinking about the whole going to the doctor to get a blood test. Like, what a pain in the ass. I'm glad.
Because now you only do that just to go for your first appointment and confirm. But you already really know. You're like, I'm already knocked up. You already know it.
But can you imagine being in college and being like, oh my God, I'm late. I have to go make a doctor's appointment and get a blood test. That's awful. They have to kill a rabbit or something. I don't know.
That's true. That's really true.
I would like to have been in the car when Lucy and Jimmy brought Digger home.
Oh, I forgot about that.
When Lucy's like, "Oh, I'll go with you." I'm like, "Okay, what are Lucy and Digger going to talk about in the car together?"
Right.
Is she going to hit on him too?
Maybe.
Digger probably passed out in the back, and she was making out with him, and he's driving. They made Lucy the biggest whore in the whole miniseries.
They really
did. Yeah.
They really did.
At least she gets a little better. A little better as she gets older.
She does. She does.
And I did love seeing Digger do the Yellow Rose of Texas, which came up. Came up in the early years too.
It's the first time we see Sue Ellen drunk.
I love Drunk Sue Ellen.
So good. And she's literally going back to those ladies. She is literally telling those ladies, "My husband doesn't have sex with me. I really need to get laid." And
and not only is it just awful that she's doing it in this wealthy family, but we are in the South. I know that I cuss like a sailor, but it also is 2019. Mm-hmm. But my family's a little bit less strict. But if I was in Mississippi with my grandparents right this minute, I swear to God, if I said shit, she would slap me upside the head. We just don't that in the South. We do not get drunk in front of family. We don't. That's just how, not me. Yeah. But that's how we're raised that way. So for her to do that, especially 1978, she made a whole huge fool of the whole Ewing family by
that DAR meeting the next time was probably really awkward.
They're like, "Guess what happened at the Ewing barbecue?"
Well, I wanted to see her take off her clothes and play Lady Godiva.
Oh my God.
If this was HBO, no.
Did JR go out to the barn to find Pam, or was that just drunk and he figured out?
He
said that he saw her car and he felt awful. Because he actually does look like he feels awful.
Yeah.
And he wants to go drunkenly apologize.
That never ends well.
It does.
We're brothers. At least not for me. Fight, Oh my
God. A drunk JR too is pretty amazing. Because you don't get to see full out drunk JR very often.
And him and David Wayne, it's interesting. They have a history because they were on a show called The Good Life, where Larry Hagman played a butler. Donna Mills played his wife as a maid. And they worked for David Wayne, who was a millionaire. And Larry actually recruited David Wayne for the role of Digger.
Wow. What's the name of the show?
The Good Life. It was on the early 70s.
Wow.
I did not know that.
I remember asking Larry about that. How he recruited David Wayne for that role. Of course, later replaced by Keenan Wynn, who was Heat Miser.
Lucy loves herself a barn, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I know.
Go back to Lucy for a minute. Is she like the gossip? She's going around telling everybody, and then she's like looking to see their reactions.
Lucy's the one.
Have a baby?
She goes and she starts little fires, and then they just.
She's bored to death on that ranch. She's just having all the fun she can. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have the internet.
Exactly.
You know, she had the
internet. No cell phones.
She has maybe a TV, but probably one TV because it's 78. You know.
Well, she split Ray and Maureen up. I'm surprised Maureen went to the barbecue with him, with Ray after that disco fiasco.
Right.
I know. I liked Maureen.
Yeah.
And then Lucy has to come over at the barbecue and then screw it up again. No, they're going to have a baby, Bobby and Peyton.
Maybe Maureen was like, okay, Ray, I'm giving you one more chance. One more. And then, like, the second she gets there, Lucy's like, hey.
My God.
And then she's over talking to Susan, the revolving secretary. That
right then.
That was funny. What did she say on that scene when she was like, oh, he knows how to pick them or whatever?
Yeah, she said, who did Bobby hire you? She said, no, yeah. JR. And she's like, oh, he knows how to pick them. And I walked away. Yeah.
It's like, you're next. You're going to get fucked next.
Oh. What do you get when you cross a Barnes in a Ewing?
How long did it take her to think of that? And how long has she been, like, waiting to say that? Like, she thought of it?
I know.
She's been
first of all,
back,
you never cross a Ewing. You never cross a Ewing.
Yeah, she was proud of herself for that joke.
And did Bobby, like, get the toothpaste all over the bed? Because he hadn't put the toothbrush in his mouth yet with the toothpaste. And it was just, like, rolling around in the bed with, like, toothbrush
probably.
And toothpaste. And
he
it was
doesn't
just,
have
like,
to clean it. He doesn't care.
I know. Teresa's coming in later.
Oh, Francesca.
Yeah.
They haven't hired Teresa yet, I guess. And then I really always thought that it was kind of JR's fault that Pam fell. But rewatching it this time, it's
me too.
Pam's fault because she's like literally walking backwards in this barn. You're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm like, stop, because he's not gonna hurt her. He's like, he's drunkenly like crawling on his knees saying, I'm sorry, uh-huh. Even if it's not real.
JR's not gonna hurt her. He's the one that hit under tables during bar fights.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that was not really his fault.
And why? So she fell down and just so it's not that far up. It's just like a ladder, right? Why?
It's like 5 feet.
Why could she never have children again?
She was pregnant for 5 minutes.
She was pregnant for 5 minutes, and now she can never have children again because she fell 5 feet.
And honestly, I know everybody's different, but I'm the clumsiest idiot you will ever meet, and I cannot tell you how many times I fell when I was pregnant. I mean, down steps, up steps, in the kitchen, fell, slipped on ice. I mean, never had a miscarriage. I mean,
mostly when you're like 5 seconds pregnant. You know,
and she's so young.
Yeah, and she's like, very young. Yeah, I'm questioning that whole situation.
Yeah.
There's a lot to question, I guess. Like Bobby's running shorts.
The house call. Oh, God.
He's shooting the basketball as he's running through.
So Bobby was originally supposed to die in this episode, correct?
Yes.
So what was... Do we know what the original storyline was where he died?
No, it was on the... outline that they were going to take him out in episode 5, but once they started seeing, because what they did is they said, okay, they set up Pam and JR's protagonist, antagonist, and why would Pam stay in that house? Why wouldn't she just take the settlement, the money, the $200 million, and leave? There's no conflict. So then they started to develop, they said, oh, they've got to keep Bobby around. So they...
Oh, okay.
We never found out how they were going to kill
him. So there wasn't actually like a script written. It was just the original treatment, maybe?
Or the original treatment, yeah.
Okay, all right.
I never knew that. Look how dumb I am.
You're not dumb.
And I think Linda was rushing her line a little there when Pam came home and she hadn't even turned around and seen where Pam had parked the car, and she says, "Pamela, can you move that car?" I'm like, do you have eyes on the back of your head?
I think she just likes to yell at Pam any opportunity she can.
She hadn't even turned around, and it's like...
She knew Pam did something wrong. Ellen,
how do you know the car is where it is?
Damn it, Pammy.
Pammy. Or Jock calling her a little lady.
Yeah, when are they going to quit calling her Pammy? Like, season 2?
I think they might after this, because I don't remember, but I hope they do anyway.
And then when JR was walking around after getting slugged by Bobby the first of many times, they have that awkward, like, 2-second cutaway to the barbecue, and then back to him. I'm like, was that a mistake in the editing room? Well,
they needed something to cut to, probably.
That was just, being an editor and stuff, that's just an awkward cutaway.
Yeah, like, I bet it was not a good full take, would be my guess.
James Canning, who appeared in this episode as Jimmy, actually turned up later in the series as somebody else.
Ooh.
I love when they do that, because it'll be like 10 seasons later, and you're like, that was Devin. I love that.
Can we throw out the big thing in this episode?
What's that?
The last of Creepy South Fork?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Last of Creepy South Fork.
I don't like the attached house.
There wasn't even a pool, was there?
I don't think so.
I didn't see a pool.
Yeah, a barbecue without a pool. No, there's no pool to push anyone in. Obviously, we need a pool.
You can take them over to the basketball court and throw the ball at them a few times. But...
That's very true. Sick a dog on them.
And the dogs are gone, too. The house and the dogs, I believe, after this episode are gone.
Yeah.
Right, because Cloyce Box, the owner of the ranch, did not want them hanging around after that 5th episode.
I bet it was a big pain in the ass, honestly. If you lived, that was where you lived.
Yeah.
But he actually loaned them his quarter horse for Linda's scene, because he didn't think that a woman of her stature would be riding some cheap horse.
Oh.
So.
Nice. How awkward did Bobby look in that scene, by the way? When she's on the horse, Bobby's just I'm going to a happy place. I'm not here right now.
Yes.
And Linda going, ooh, this is going to be fun. It was great, though, seeing, knowing that the friendship that the three of them developed over the course of the rest of their lives.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That seeing them, the three of them doing that scene, one of their first scenes, just the three of them together.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's nice when you know that people get along in real life.
I know, and they all do, don't they? Every one of them, right?
I think so.
Well, except there was the whole thing with Victoria being a little held. She secluded herself away because she said that Pam was an outsider and she wanted to be that part. And
that's BS.
But did she do that for the rest of the series, or was it just that first little bit?
I know it was those 5. I don't know what happened after that, but once they got picked up to series, of course, they didn't think they were going to get picked up. Everyone's off looking.
Well, that's why Larry did it, right? Because he didn't think it was going to get picked up.
Right, and they went off and did. What did Larry do? He did a guest spot on something. He did a guest spot actually on Sword of Justice, the pilot episode for Sword of Justice, which starred Dak Rambo,
Ooh.
Who came on later as Jack Ewing.
Yeah, I love Dak Rambo.
I love Dak. I do too. That's way later to come, but I sure do love him.
And Dak remembers Larry being over there, and he said he didn't think anything to come of Dallas after those 5 episodes, so he was already back doing other things.
Yeah.
So.
He was wrong.
And slightly. Wrong. Slightly.
Just a little
slightly.
Bit.
Imagine if he had done Waverly Wonders instead of Dallas.
I know.
And Robert Foxworth had played Gina.
I don't know if it would have worked.
I don't think it would have. I think that whole cast has the chemistry.
I think it was.
They just.
It was just magic, lightning in a bottle, as they say.
Yep.
Lightning in a genie bottle.
Yeah.
Ba-dum-bum.
So that is the end of the miniseries, and then we will move.
Yeah, End of the first season.
The 5-part pilot.
Yeah.
And it only gets better from there.
It does only get better from here. So if you're watching this for the first time, buckle your seatbelts. Hold on to your butts. Season? What?
Do you think they're getting picked up for a second season after that?
I think they might get picked up for another season.
And just if you're watching this for the first time, please, please, please just watch episode 4 and you'll get to 5 and you'll be okay. 4 sucks.
Right.
And then season 2, it's all good.
Right. And if you want to skip 4, it's fine.
And I typically like episodes where there's some natural disaster and a whole cast is put into a room together and has that dynamic of each other. But don't let creepy Brian Dennehy and the other weirdo in the house.
Right. Let's not have revenge rape. Let's have that not be a thing.
No. And violence against women and this whole,
let's not.
So that episode sucked. And then basically the Yung Barbecue episode 5.
Redeemed itself.
It did. And they were all drunk the whole episode.
Exactly.
And it was the 11th highest rated episode for the week. And it went up from 12. So.
Awesome.
See, it's only getting better.
Mm-hmm. Think they'll ever crack the top 10?
Maybe.
If they're lucky.
Right. I feel like something big might have to happen for that to happen, but what could that be?
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know. We'll think about it. We'll leave you hanging on that note.
That's right. We'll say it's a cliffhanger. Well, next time you hear from us, we'll be in season 2. If you like this podcast, please hit the subscribe button. Please give us a 5-star rating. Please tell your friends. You can, of course, watch the Dallas episodes for free if you have Amazon Prime. It has some commercials, but it's fine. It's like old school, man. We are on social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is The Ewing BBQ. Please add us. Please interact with us. That would be super awesome. And until next time, I'm Mary.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Josh.
See you later.
See you next season.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Y'all come back. Now.